The Mishnah in Be'ah and Daf Bez Madaf brings down a machlokes b'sham v'sila about the shear of the shear of chametz legabe bal yira. According to b'shamai, the shear is a kekosavis, and according to b'sila, the shear is a kazais. And the tzlach over here asks gavad l'kikasha. He says, l'char, there's no nafkamina between this machlokes b'shamai and b'sila. L'char, either way, even if you have less than a kekosavis, it's going to be also because of the din of chatzis shear. Because if you hold chatzis shear, it's also min atar. Even if you have less than a shear, it's going to be aser. And you can't say the nafkamina is going to be legabe malchus because you're not like in bal yirah. So being that there's no malchus over here, it's only a question of iser, lachar, either way, even if you have less than a kekosavis, it's going to be aser because of chatzis shear. So what's the whole nafkamina between the machlokes b'sham v'beisilo legabe the shear of chametz and bal yirah? So one teretz lachar you could say is alpi the famous yisrael of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi wants to be mechadish that the din of chatzis shear only applies to yisuri achila. As we learn it off from Kol Chelev, and it's Dafki Yisuri Achila Yisurim that involve eating. But anything which does not involve eating, there would not be a din of Chatzis Shira. So being that we're talking about Bal Yira, which is not an Yisur Achila, Lachar, the din of Chatzis Shira would not apply. That could be a possible teretz in this kasha. But the problem is that from Rashi and Shabbos and Dafai and Dalet, you see Beferish not like this Chacham Tzvi, the Achronim asks kasha, that Lachar from Rashi, you see not like him. Rashi and Dibur Maschal, Bechi Mutter Lefus, Pachis Mikashir. Rashi is talking about a fiyah, and he says, right, there's no chiyav chatas, but still it's going to be aser, because chatzis shear also min atar, and he brings the Gemara in Yuma, so Rashi applies it to a fiyah on Shabbos, which is not an iser achila, so l'char, this teretz would not work out in Shitas Rashi. So another teretz you could say possibly is alpi the famous shita of the Maram Chalava in Psachim. The Maram Chalava has a gvaldik chiddush, Maram Chalava is a rishon, and he says an unbelievable chiddush that the din of chatzis shear is kishmei kenhu, and it's dafka, it's exactly half of a shear. It has to be an exact half of the shear, exactly chatzis zayis. But if you have less than a chatzis shear, less than a half a kazayis, then there is no iser chatzis shear. So if you that, you could say the nafkmina would be if you have a case where you have chametz which is less than a chatzis shear of a kikosavis. So the din of chatzis shear would not be aser. According to Beshami, would not be aser in din chatzis shear because it's less in chatzi, and according to Beisola, would be aser. So that could be an afkamina between Beshami and Beisola, a case where the din of chatzis shear would not necessarily apply. The problem is that this teretz also lechari you can't say in Rashi because I think there's a raya from Rashi and Yuma that he disagrees with this Maram Chalava as most Rishonim do. Rashi and Yuma, Daf and Gimel. In the Sugya of Chatzis Shear, on the words, when the Gemara says Chatzis Shear, also min atayra, Rashi, b'dibur maschal Chatzis Shear, he says the following. He says, Chatzis Shear, kloimar, pachas mikashir. What does it mean when he says kloimar, pachas mikashir? Kloimar means, he's trying to rephrase what the Gemara says. Don't think that it means Chatzis Shear kepshutai, that it has to be bedavka Chatzis Shear, but no, it means anything less than a shear, lav davka Chatzis. So Rashi Lachar is going out of his way to say the Chatzis Shear is also even if it's less than a half of a shear. And lefi that, this teretz lachar would not be a good teretz as well. And Shitas Rashi, so in Shitas Rashi we're stuck. What's the teretz of this kasha? What is the machleges between Bisham and Beisilo? And lachar, you could say the Rashi held like the Shagasari. The Shagasari has a beautiful mahalach to answer why there's no din of Chatzishir over here. The Shagasari says like this, that the din of Chatzishir, the Gemara says, is also because of the svar of chazilitz terufi, meaning that if you have a half a kazayis, it's right to be mitzarif to another half and become a shir shalim, and that's why it's also. So the Shagasari says it would only apply in a case where you could, it's right to be mitzarif, and lemafreya, you're going to be over on the first half that you did. So lemashal by yisuri achila. So if you eat a chatzizayis, and then taichid achilas pras, you eat another chatzizayis, lemafreya would come out, that first chatzis zayis that you ate is all part of the iser. So in such a case, you could say chatzis shear asa min atarah because that chatzis shear itself could end up becoming part of the iser. But if you take an iser like bal yirah, by bal yirah, if you are masha one chatzis zayis and then later on you bring another chatzis zayis, so you're not going to be ever mafreya. There's nothing to be mitzarif those two halves to each other. So it's true you'll be ever mikana laba, but that first half that you're a masha will never become an iser lemafreya. And in such a case, he would not have a din of chatzis shear, and therefore he says the whole din of chatzis shear does not apply to bal yira, and therefore the whole kasha is not a kasha because there is no din of chatzis shear when it comes to bal yira. Now the tzach who doesn't answer this l'chara argues on him, and he holds that even bal yira there would be an iser of chatzis shear, and I think they're having a fundamental machlokes in how to understand the din of chatzis shear. The chachamim have a chakira in the din of chatzis shear, whether it's a simon or a siba. Meaning that is the din of chazilitz terufi, is it a simon or a siba? If it's a simon, that would mean that it's that the fact that this chatzis shear is able to be part of a shear shalom is a raya that even the chatzis is also, that there's something wrong even with a half a shear. There might not be an einish, but there's something wrong with the chatzis as well. Or is it pshat that it's a siba, that the Torah is saying, don't eat a chatzis shear, because if you eat this chatzis, you might end up eating a whole shear, and then the whole thing will become aser. So if you hold that it's a it's a siba. You can't eat half because it might end up becoming a whole iser. Then lechayr, that would not apply to bal yirai, because by bal yirai, that half that you're eating will never, the half that you're leaving, they're being masha, can never turn into full iser. There's nothing to be mitzarif them, and therefore chatzishir wouldn't apply. But if you hold it's a simon, if the fact that this half, if it was mitzarif to another half, would become a whole shir, that's a raya that even a half has something wrong with it. So then it could apply to chatzi shir of bal yirai as well, and it could be that's how the tzlach understood it, that it's more of a if it's a siba, not a simon. And therefore, I'm sorry, the Tzlach understood that it's a sim and not a siba, and therefore it would apply to Bal Yirai as well. Mashenkin Lefida Shagasaria, he held it's a siba, and you have to be able to be mitzarif with Pailam Afer, and therefore would not apply to Bal Yirai. Another nafkmina between these two tzadim would be if you have a chatzi zayas of chametz that you eat in the last second of Pesach, are you going to be over or not? If you hold that it's a siba, then it's only also because it might turn into shir shalim, so over there it can never turn into the full shir, because by the time you finish it, Pesach will be over, and therefore it would be mutter. But if you hold that it's a simen, the fact that this could potentially be mitzarif to shir shalim is a raya that even a half is aser, so it doesn't make a difference if b'pail I'm going to end up eating the other half or not. The fact that it could be mitzarif is good enough, and that would be aser over there, mitin chatzishir as well.